Week 10 in the CFL kicks off in about 25 minutes' time in our nation's capital between the Red Blacks and the Lions. And the last game of Week 10 is Sunday from Calgary between the Stampeders and the Hamilton Tiger Cats. The Stampeders sit atop the CFL West and sit atop the CFL with a record of 6-1-1. Joining us to discuss that. A few other things around the Canadian Football League. Very pleased to be joined by Scott Fisher of Post Media. You can follow him on Twitter at Scott Fisher PM. Mr. Fisher, welcome back to the show. How you doing, my friend?
Real good. How about you?
We're doing good, thanks. We appreciate you taking some time here. Some news today about a former Stampeder as the Argonauts cut Keon Raymond, of course, a longtime Calgary Stampeder. And you tweeted earlier today that the Stamps players were stunned and speechless to hear he was released. Is there a chance Raymond could resurface back in Calgary?
I suppose there's a chance. I guess it depends on what he's going to be asking for what amounts to probably 8 or 9 games plus playoffs. So it'll depend what he's looking for, but, you can always find room for a guy like that.
You know, it's interesting. All the talk, or a lot of the talk up here has been about Mike Riley. He's off to a terrific start, and, of course, Darius Bowman and Darrell Walker to go with that. Down the road, Bo Levi Mitchell is somewhat quietly having a great season himself, 2,500 yards passing. He's been a little bit lost in the Riley hoopla, but he's been real good, hasn't he?
Yeah, you're right. His stats aren't quite as splashy as Riley's. He's not on pace for 6,000 plus yards or whatever, and he doesn't have those two receivers sitting at the top of the standings either. But he's making the right decisions. He takes what the defense gives him, especially last weekend in BC was a great example. He hit that short pass out into the flats all night long, and at the end of the day, he had 340 yards.
We're joined by Scott Fisher of Post Media out of Calgary, taking a look at the Calgary Stampeders. Dave Dickinson is a first-time CFL head coach, and really, he has this team maybe better than a lot of people predicted them to be at this point in the season. Are you surprised that Dickinson has them so far at 6-1-1? And if not, what has Dickinson done that's worked well so far for the Stamps?
I'm not surprised. I didn't see there being a big transition between Huff and Dickinson just because they'd worked together for so long. The offense has been run by Dickinson for a number of years, so there wasn't a big learning curve there. I think he's just continued on everything that's been going on under Huffnagle for a number of years. He's just continued on with that.
Yeah, there's no reason to go outside the box here. What Huffnagel did, worked. Dickinson, I imagine there's some new wrinkles, but on both sides of the ball, are we pretty much seeing from the Stamps what we've seen in the past few years?
Yeah, outwardly, there's you won't see a lot of, a big difference. I think Dave is probably a little bit more of a gambler than Huff was, but other than that, there's not a lot of difference, no.
Scott Fisher joins us out of Calgary. Are the Stampeders ready to take on Zach Caleros, who really caught off to a pretty good start in Week 9 against the Riders? And can the Stamps defense handle Zach Caleros and the Ticats?
Boy, it didn't take him long to get back into stride. A couple of 350-yard games and five touchdowns or whatever he had last week. But, yeah, the defense has their work cut out for him. They know that. They haven't faced him since the season opener last season. So it's been a while since they've seen him, but there's plenty of tape. They know what they're getting into. It's a matter of execution.
Talk a little bit more about Bo Levi Mitchell. I'm sitting from afar here. I'm really impressed. I mentioned the yardage. Right now, Riley's at 2843. Bo Levi's at 2534. They're tied with 14 touchdowns each. And, of course, Bo Levi's had the more noteworthy season in terms of Twitter and all the stuff that happened with Saskatchewan. Like I say, he is Bo Levi Mitchell, and that sounds kind of silly, but if he plays at the level he's at and everybody else plays the way they can, this start really shouldn't be surprising, and there's no reason why they can't play at this rate the rest of the way, or am I just seeing sunshine and roses from far away?
No, I totally agree with that sentiment. He's kind of, Huffnagle, hates turnovers. Above all else, he's a ball control guy, and and Dickinson has sort of followed in that suit. And so Bo learned right from the start that if he wanted to play, he's going to have to take care of the ball first and then make the right decisions, and he's done that. And it's, you know, it's just led to the numbers that you see now.
Scott Fisher joins us out of Calgary. John Cornish retired after nine CFL seasons. He's a three-time Most Outstanding Canadian. And usually for most teams, that would be a massive loss in your backfield. But Jerome Messam has really picked up the slack so far this season for the Stampeders. He's leading the league in rushing touchdowns with four. He's just 9 yards behind Andrew Harris in the Bombers. He's really, I don't know if people can forget about John Cornish, but really the transition from Cornish to Messam, it's maybe not quite the drop-off people were expecting in Calgary.
Yeah, numbers-wise, it's been okay. Certainly you just can't replace a guy like Cornish. Messam, for as good as he's been, and he's been really good, he's not as dynamic, obviously, as Cornish was, but in short yardage situations, goal line situations, I'm not sure there's a better back in the league right now. He pounds it in there pretty good.
The one question I have about the Stampeders, that receiving core, when you look at his passing yards, and then you look at the receiving core. You know, I'm not comparing them to a Darius Bowman. He's just been ridiculous and on fire. Or Walker, for that matter. But you got to drop all the way down to Marque McDaniel. 606 yards. Good season, but it looks like there's one go-to guy there and no real other game breaker.
Yeah, that's fair. McDaniel's definitely the number one target. He's the safe guy. He doesn't have the drops if it's second down. You might want to put three guys on him because the ball's going his way. But yeah, other than that, he spreads it around pretty well. It doesn't really matter to him who he's throwing the ball to as long as they're open.
Does that become a weakness when we get down the road and talk playoffs? If defensive coordinators say, take away McDaniel and we'll take our chances that the rest of the guys can beat us, do the Stamps have an answer for that?
I know what you're saying. And teams could do that. It's just that he's so good at distributing the ball elsewhere that he will do that, and he's done it before and beaten teams too. So it's I think he'd like to have one or two, you know, guys like Edmonton has right now, but I think he's comfortable going about it the way he's been doing it too.
Obviously, the Calgary Stampeders will not look past the Hamilton Tiger Cats, as the Eskimos will not look past the Saskatchewan Roughriders. But is there starting to get a buzz in Calgary about the Labor Day back and forth? Obviously, the Eskimos maybe not in the standings where they'd hope to be, but is there starting to be a buzz about Labor Day and then the subsequent rematch a few days later?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, everyone knows that Hamilton can sting you if you're not careful, but the Labor Day series is the highlight here every year, and this is about when it starts to gear up too. So regardless of where the teams are in the standings, it's always the highlight.
Now, one last one. I talked about Calgary's receiving core. It's obvious, and you know where the ball's going with McDaniel. Well, we know where the ball's going up here too, although you are splitting it with two guys. If you're drawing it up, what do you do when there's two threats like that and a quarterback who can sling it like Riley can?
It's a tough call. I guess pressure is what you want, that, you know, you can get him off his spot where he wants to throw it for him, or make him throw it earlier or something like that. That's really the only way to, you know, keep those guys from having big nights.
Scott, we appreciate your time. Thanks for this. Enjoy the game this weekend, and we will see you on Labor Day down in Calgary. Thanks for stopping by tonight.
Awesome. Sounds good, guys.
Scott Fisher.